Kristen Merrick wrote, "The art of constantly expecting something to happen in your life is one that unfortunately comes naturally to human nature. Whether it is the expectation of an action, an experience, or even the notion of living beyond the moment, there is a significance to that expectation which is ingrained in all of us, as if we are wired to believe that this is the best way to cope with the fleeting essence of life itself. The truth is, it's not. And if you have experienced disappointment, then you have experienced expectation." Friends, that completely excludes the righteous expectation of God. I find that terribly depressing. If we are living without Christ, it might be worth taking seriously. But seeing as how most of us listening to this are living with Christ in our hearts, we have a hope which transcends the dismal downward spiral of the world. True, we are all moving towards our expectations, for better or worse. But if Jesus is the center of my life, I have more to look forward to in a good way than even thinking of trying to live life with no expectations. How dismal to live life without expectations.
I suppose it depends on what we expect and of whom.
Righteous expectation that cannot be cut off is motivated, driven, and managed by faith that is built upon the unwavering trust in Jesus. It is an expectation that is built upon the faithfulness of God. Our expectations are based upon the goodness of God, driven by faith which declares the Lord is good, loving, and He is faithful. He does not withdraw or close His hand. The purpose of all these things written about Jesus is explained in John 20, verse 31. "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." There are seven great expectations in John: that you may marvel, that you may have life, that you may know and understand, that you may believe, that you may become the children of light, that you may remember. And in 16, verse 33, that you may have peace. Pay attention. These are righteous expectations, not just dreaming that things are something other than what they are. Expectation and hope are intrinsic to each other in the Bible. Romans 5:5, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Let's look at this from another angle. This scripture speaks of the same type of expectation which compelled everyone to gather in the upper room in Acts 2. And as a result, they experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Check it out now. They didn't just show up on that day with a bunch of crazy expectations. When they came together that day, they came with an expectation, and here it comes, with an expectation that was driven by the promise made to them by Jesus concerning the sending of the Holy Spirit in Acts 1, verse 4. They came with expectation out of obedience, which was the instruction not to depart from Jerusalem until they had been baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. They believed the word of the Lord, knew God was faithful, and came with the expectation an extraordinary thing was about to happen. The motivation in their expectation was not driven by guessing, conjuring, wishcraft, or by drawing straws. It was driven from an informed position that looks a lot like faith. Faith exercised based on the promises of God are great expectations.
So I suppose a good question to ask ourselves in this juncture is, what drives your expectations? Ooh. Now that's a pretty prickly question, if we're honest.